Wait in Peace. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. Wait in Peace. When we have done our best, we should sit back and wait in peace. When we have done our best, we should wait the result in peace. Can you do that? Can you wait the result in peace? How many times have you spoken your word and said, I am whole and perfect, and then it didn't happen immediately, and you said, I'm not whole and perfect, I'm still not whole and perfect, I'm still not all that perfect, and you shout it to yourself, and you say it to yourself, and of course, you put more enthusiasm and more joy and more activity and more attention to the fact that you're not whole and perfect than to the fact that you are. Now, why do you think they have the statement, count your blessings? Why do you think they have that silly statement, count your blessings? Well, the more we count our blessings, the more we can say to ourselves, I am peace. It is done. It is done. When we've done our best, when we've stated the truth about ourselves, when we've spoken all of the wonderful thoughts that we can speak, then we let go, and in peace, we await the arrival of that experience. But my point is, we await the arrival of that peace. We don't wait the arrival of the non-peace by saying it's not there, by saying it has not happened, that it did not take place. We all seek and desire our highest and our best. We all say, I am training to be an accountant. Now, you don't become an accountant overnight. You take the courses and you do the practices. You become a good mathematician. You become excellent in all the areas that an accountant is excellent. And as you're excellent in all the areas that an accountant is excellent, in no time at all, without you really knowing it at all, you are an accountant. And the more exquisite you are in every aspect of being an accountant, the more exquisite an accountant you are. A musician is not a great musician just because he mechanically can be a musician, mechanically can play the pieces on his instrument, no matter what the instrument may be. He is not a musician playing music just because he can play it. He's not a good chauffeur just because he can drive a car. You become an exquisite chauffeur, an exquisite musician, an exquisite accountant when you apply yourself to the itsy-bitsy little details of being an accountant. If a chauffeur is zipping here and zipping there and driving here and trying to get other places and he lets other drivers drive him up the wall, he's not a chauffeur. He's just an ordinary driver irritated by having to drive and by the road not being his and by the car not being his and by everything is not being his. The chauffeur drives as though the road were put down just for him. The chauffeur drives as though he is master of the road, and every other car on the road cooperates with the chauffeur. He says to himself, the way is open before me. And the way is open before him. He says, I am the only car on the road. I am the only driver on the road. Every car on this road makes way for me. I am number one. And he drives with decision, and he drives with precision. He drives with the attitude that he is a happy driver. And he loves driving. Oh, driving to him is a joyful skill. The musician playing music is not a mechanical skill. A musician playing music is an intuitive skill. The musician who can play the music and indeed play whatever the composer of the music intended to bring forth with that music, you felt the composer's heart, the composer's thought, and then the musician had the music so in his heart, so truly one with the music is the musician, that the musician plays from his heart. The composer and the musician are one, and the music is glorious indeed. The accountant loves figures. The accountant loves working with figures. The accountant doesn't say to himself, now these figures mean cash in hand, and these figures mean debt, and these figures mean this expense, and this fig, and oh, they spent too much money over here. That's none of his business. The accountant is merely taking the figures given to him and making them in their proper perspective in the account of the company, of the person, of whatever he's doing. He loves figures, and he works with the figures. He's not concerned whether the company makes atomic bombs or whether the company makes atomic energy. He's not concerned whether it's a non-profit corporation or church or whether it is some grand and glorious industry. He only is concerned with the figures. And do they make sense? Do they add up? Do they bring about the right result that he is expecting? He falls in love with what he is doing. And falling in love with what he is doing, he finds that the results work out perfectly. When we have done our best, we should wait the result in peace. When you have fallen in love with driving your car, and you are truly an exquisite chauffeur, then as you drive your car, you drive it in peace. You're not in contest with anybody else on the face of the earth. You are a chauffeur, and all that the chauffeur means. You not are a chauffeur, you are the chauffeur. You not are an accountant, you are the accountant. Yes, and you are not a musician. They're everywhere. You are the musician. The musician who found what the composer intended to say in composing that wonderful melody. And the melody was not just a melody. The melody was a harmony, a joy, a peace, a magnificence that reached out to all the world and said, hear me, and harmonize with me, and let the joy that I am be the joy that you are. Yes, we are all wonderful beings. We are all very special beings. And there's nobody who could tell us that it cannot be done. We give our best, and when we've done our best, we don't look for failure. We don't look for improvement. We just keep giving our best. Our best is a gradient. It keeps improving all the time. But that's not how we think about it. We think about our best as being our best. We think about our best as being our best at all times. We think about our best as being the finest that we can be. And as we think about ourselves as being the finest that we can be, there's no other thought. As we sit back in peace and delight in what we are learning, doing, being, what we are learning, doing, being is magnificent. It's wonderful. It's glorious. It's fantastic. It's who and what we are. When we have done our best, we await the results in peace. As we are the finest chauffeur that we can be, we are the chauffeur, then all is in divine order. When we are the chauffeur, then we are grand indeed. We are wonderful indeed. When we are the chauffeur, then life is beautiful, glorious, fantastic, magnificent, just for us. When we are the musician, our music delights the spheres. When we are the accountant, working with figures is a pure delight. And we find it happy thoughts, happy attitude as we are working with it. Yes, we give our best. And that's all that's required from us, of us, to give our best, to live in that best, to delight in that best, to be that best at all times. And the world is a glorious, marvelous, fantastic experience. And that's really all that matters. Today I say to myself, I do my best in all areas, and I am the best. I am not better than anybody else. There's no comparison. I just delight in what I do. I thrill in what I do. I marvel in what I do. And I am happy in what I do. Are you happy in what you do? You can be, you know, because that's all that matters. That's all that makes any difference at all. Be yourself and have fun. But be the best, the ideal, the magical one. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.